Blom Blom with Skumba and Dumiso on Kaya TV.
Kaya FM 95.9. Good Friday, Skumba and Dumiso. And yes, we do have Blom Blom. He goes by the name of Mtawelanga Nkonzo. That's his real name.
Mtawelanga.
Yeah, Mtawelanga. That's his real name. His real name is Mtawelanga.
La Mtawelanga on Mpanda. Hi, bro.
He's the only guy I know that went and did a... So You Think You're Funny was on the top 8 and he didn't win it, obvious. 2012, he went and was on Idols.
Yes.
Top 24. Obviously, he didn't win it. Obvious, for obvious reasons. Guess what he did? He went and hosted a show, Your Talent. SS Got Talent. He's not talented. He's a comedian. He's a chance taker. Ladies and gentlemen, Tets Nkonzo is in the building.
It's a show of rest. That's the most interesting intro I've ever had, ever. Ever.
You've been doing these shows, Joe. Is it because you're bored as a comedian or you feel like you can win this thing?
I'm from the Eastern Cape, bruh.
Sure.
These things didn't exist.
Yeah.
Auditions. Like in Tanzania, there's no such thing as an audition. There's no road shows. So when I got here and I found out that I can just be on TV like this, I just have to stand in the queue and then Zabasa TV.
You're like,
I know what a queue is. A TV. So as soon as I got here, I did literally everything. Yamaha, songwriting competition, Ndipa. When Indian classified every day. I used to stay in Ilovo. I used to buy, you know, these Sentin News and Ilovo News.
Because
I didn't have money to buy newspapers. But Payachomo, Suba, Dondon is coming. No, Tats is coming as well.
They must say, Tats is also there.
I'm there, bro. I used to queue for these things, bro. And by the time I hosted SA's Got Talent, that's what helped me just understand. I don't care if you were bad or good. I understood why you were there.
Yeah. And because you understand.
Disappointment. I understand judges telling you no. And so whatever happened, whether the person was good or not, me, I was just like, my man. We had to get it.
Take us back to home, where before you decided to go into that bus and come to Johannesburg.
Why bus? Plane?
No.
Not so, guys, not every Eastern Cape. Wonge umuntu was Eastern Cape was eGauteng. Akaze ngebus. Nathi sinayo ikhulula imegabytes sinazo, man. Sintiza, hayi, suka. Okwakho kuzakuthiwa singabantu beTranslux. Kaniyeke yini, man. Hey, nina. That is your flyer. And yes, one of two is close plane. And they asked to nonsense.
What about pull? He's taking us from someone.
That is corner. Where's plane?
Before you're in that plane coming to Johannesburg.
Thank you.
Take us back home.
Sure.
How was home?
So I was brought up a township just outside of East London called Mtanzani. Sasale's Dandin, getting. So Mtanzani, my growing up in the township. Was in the township, but as Dandin, it was in Sautini. It's Dandin, it stands.
Do you understand? Does it? Yeah.
No. I never knew that. You have to understand. Yeah. So even the thing in Tanzania, it was NU1, NU2, NU3.
Yeah.
For years, guys, I didn't know what NU stand for. It's only when I got to Joburg, someone told me it's called Native Units.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I was just NU. So I used to stay in Tanzania. My brothers, I had three brothers. My youngest older brother, he was the guy that kept me safe. It's so weird. Why I can never, because he was, hey man, put my daughter. Come on, I'm gonna shout you every day. Yeah, that was my brother. Go. There's a story. Hey boy, you don't know
what's happening. Pass you in jail,
go. And why sell? But babem tanda. Come on, umdu. Hey,
it's troublemaker, but everyone loves
him. Everybody. That was my brother.
You know, the one thing about Mtanzania, I lived in the Eastern Cape, Alice, for a year. Sure. And all I know about I'm a teacher, I'm a Mtanzania man. Hey, you must have a story. I'm looking at your beautiful teeth. How do you get to have
my brother. Teeth? It's my brother. So, I'm a student. And my brother, we are better. Agafi. He's that guy. No, seriously. We am Shaba, Putzabelo, give him a week. He's back. My oldest brother was the the best way I can describe it was like the Tabombeki. So he was very dignified, had a job, you know, light skinned. You know, when people are like that in the township, you don't mess with them. Seven, we are Pumendlin, we are Buyangofo, Pictis Captain Sake.
Newspaper.
He was that guy.
Yeah.
So it's like I had a nice mix of people around me. Then my sister was the beautiful, you know, young, why you see a girl school let down. She was the lady that everyone wanted but couldn't get. So I was always like, everyone was nice to me because of something, not because ngumthawelanga. It was always because ngifuna sister yakho, or ngifuna ubulala o brother yakho, or I respect brother yakho, itayima lakho ndiyalazi. So I had a very, it was weird. I was in the bubble, but I was in the thing.
Cocoon.
Yeah, I was in the cocoon, but I was in the, in the township.
And how did comedy find you?
Yo, funny. Mnandafike Gautini. I was in advertising. And then I got tired of, I didn't get tired of advertising. I was doing well in advertising, but I wasn't trying hard. Then I remember seeing my boss, hey guys, ukubona umuntu okhane frats ngo 5. At the time when abantu begodu, because advertising, kala ng 9 o'clock and then until you finish. I remember seeing my boss, very frustrated, 5:30, I'm an intern. And I remember thinking, even ndiyasebenza nzaba njengalo muntu. But I didn't know if I wanted it. It wasn't a no or a yes, so I took a gap year. This is how I took the gap year. This is not advice, guys.
Do not.
So I'm working. Must I have a salary? Nance must Standard Bank. Lunch break. It's a walk away. Yeah.
I think jigera.
Hey guys, in Japanga, you can't need a loan, man. And I figured out how much I'd need. Like if I didn't earn anything, how much money I'd need for the year? I did double. That in Nance for India Sabenz and set you better drawing room. Hey, by stamp. Bah! Approved. Resign. Ay, malingeni lemos. Resign. So la mali dinayo and the debit but debit mali abo. Coin like.
Yeah.
And for a year I wasn't working, and that's when I discovered comedy and I didn't go back. Again, I was just literally in the pillage bag, just doing what I want. If I want to go to this audition, if I want to write a song, if I want to stay home, but imali dinayo at least. So by the time probably So You Think You're Funny was coming near the end of the year. Yeah. I saw the auditions Atlas Studios.
Yeah.
I can't see it. Yeah, I was getting, by this time I know how to spell auditions, even if I didn't come along, because I've been doing this thing. I want to AU that it touches there.
Soon as, everything
else for what? Did you say AUD? No, yeah, most auditions. And there were queues, bruh. People dressed up. You know, like, I'm actually the character comedians.
Man. Yeah.
Glasses, jackets. That's the only reason why I decided to do a guitar, because now I'm Ben Funuba, Bangatin Guapa.
Not because you love the guitar.
No. Because I was like, hey, Lomchita, he's wearing these big glasses, so obviously he's got a thing.
What's my prop?
I'll sign. But yeah, I know the queue's long. I remember. But you know, you can come back 2:30. It was 10:30 at the moment.
Yeah.
In Melville for 4 hours. I was like, Zagwanzandon, call it guitar. And I wrote my first, you can call it a set, but it was an audition, but it was a set now that I know.
Yeah.
David Gow. Man Moshidi.
Yeah.
Ah, beautiful Moshidi. Now I'm there. I'm this guy with the guitar. And I honestly thought this was the most unique, guys, because I'd never seen comedy. I was like, these people are about to see something. I believe that, bruh. Because the comedy and the Azi, and I've never seen anyone with this King Sense comedy. I'm
but
like, I'm winning.
You are there with
I'm
the
winning.
You're going to blow their mind.
No, listen. That figure out in 2004. I've been auditioning for 5 years. 4 years. It's 2008 now. Yeah. Fun. I'm ready. Ha ha. I think I sang, the song was based on a Michael Jackson song. Mm. So, and you know, David, when they take a break. But tina selangen. So, nditi, gum, 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 been standing out in the sun, it's been a long, long day. Been hungry, thirsty, and hot, but no, I won't complain. So, David, having some Nando's in that long, long break. Nobody told me to pack a scuffy, and I won't complain. These judges better play ball. By that, I mean put me through. By that, I'm... Hey! At this point, kuthiwa hey ngidola yapi le? Ndala yasemtanzana. And in alone approve. And approve. Next to the next round, I'm like, Aska.
And now you're sharing a room with the winner of So You Think You Found
Sifiso Nene. Yes, yes. Sifiso Nene won season one. When I got through that audition, Bayas Faga Mose Hotel.
Dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks. And Usfiso was like my brother. When he commented, Usfiso, very in control. Usfiso, now the suitcase, yake, yongindo is folded. He shared, we are slammy picking. I had not seen that since I'm Tanzanian. So how did you begin? I slammed all of them. I see. Mama, gay, cause and tell about my slammy picking. So I slammy London. Usfiso, slammy picking for in 2008. And this is light blue. As one is light blue. Yes, as. Stambi Pikinus Fiso. I'm like, umchitawa pilo. And I knew I had to wait for him because every single time I got through the next round,
yeah,
I didn't have jokes.
Yeah.
Because my first set I wrote in 4 hours for the audition.
Yeah.
So Klabe City, I'm through. And none next. But those fees will lale petin, lale rumin. So if I have to practice, if I can practice a bathroom,
yeah.
But if I can lend those fees, I will fasi pekin na namtang. So every day, London, the council police said, "Yam, maybe number 10 episode could like kabil." Koba those fees agalali until this is an amazing thing. Those fees agalali until it bikini yome. You understand, Mantin? So I'm there, I'm thinking, Kabila Lomchita, Usfisa sale a toilet, and there's when they're done, but only sleeps, I picking a meal. So Mnandia,
you go and do
I have to wait.
And then I said,
I have to go into the bathroom, so I'd probably sleep at about 2 o'clock. Now it's TV, so call time, 6 in for me.
Yeah.
So probably 6:30, we're already up. So I literally didn't sleep until I got kicked out. But Usfisa was my neighbor, and he ended up winning the bloody thing. I remember when this is when I gave up. I don't even know if one Shanga mind games. Because Usfiso had not done a set. So You Think You're Funny, it wasn't just stand-up comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe group was
acting.
Sketch.
Yeah.
Acting. They gave us a newspaper, do something about the first page. So Usfiso had never actually done a set. Yake. And Usfiso had been doing comedy. Sifige, probably after the 4th, 5th, 6th round. Again, I'm ready. Then said, "Yam, young worms." Usfiso says this to me. He's like, "Hey, I mean, this is fun." I'm like, "Yeah, this is fun." I tell Yazi, I have about 100 jokes that I haven't done. I can't wait until I start doing my joke. Titi matota uti nlumchi dalolo vasi pikini mo. Koba mnanjio pali joke yam yokala.
Ushaga main game.
But I'm not sure. But then the next day I got kicked out. No, seriously. So now after the point Gogo Sfiso I win, I'm thinking, look, Eben Shaya or was he really serious? Because when he said that, that's when I knew oh Anzo I winner.
Yeah.
Like in my head, Benz I winner. The moment he said that sentence, he had 100 jokes and gazins.
After round 6.
After I was like, no man, this is I'm not gonna win. I remember finding the figure pa. Because now I'm not serious. I tried the joke. Ndalala about 12 o'clock. Sfiso tla igqibile. Ndalala ngo 12. Baba neware for Ndoshi Shem. I'll always remember Ndoshi. Comes backstage. Uneware ngamo. Because I did the set, but then it was horrible. So they put me into the elimination dundun where you go head to head. But baby boy, no man Ndoshi. He's obviously a comedian, and you can see when a comedian has run out. I figure backstage, right? Yeah, I don't write. He asked me, what am I going to talk about? Hey, I said some nonsense. Banza hands are sitting on my China. I don't have a joke. I'm just... because he charged Nancy next stage. I know he's sitting on my China. And Banin's mouse ever born. Nothing in his eyes. I can see. And I got to I'm saying. I got point. I got there. I said something about my China. Got kicked out the next day.
And now you're one of the funniest comedians in the country.
Thank you, my brother.
And they asked me, who's... I said, Ted is something else. You're doing the Big Five comedy show this coming weekend.
Yes.
And tomorrow.
Big What's Five. There? Big Five comedy show, Teatro, Monte Cassino.
Yeah.
It's my first time doing this and it's been going for quite a while. So it's a show that was conceptualized by Stuart Taylor.
Yeah.
Who is a Cape Town comedian. And he had this idea of just taking the biggest acts... Ekapa and the biggest acts up Gauteng and just giving, because I think Cape Town and Joburg are probably the the biggest comedy scenes traditionally. Durban is starting to come up. Eastern Cape is... there's fire acts from the Eastern Cape, but of course scene.
Sure.
So what Stuart is doing, he's taking the acts from the biggest two cities, pretty much putting a show together and giving us a taste. So I'm very excited.
So it's five of you. It's you, Stuart Taylor.
It's myself, Stuart Taylor, hosting. John Flismas,
sure,
who's doing his last lineup show, because John Flismas is kind of phasing out of comedy, Ngogo. So it's the last days. And he's going to bring the fire, because I can see in John's eyes, he's not the kind of guy who just leaves quietly.
Yeah, he wants to leave a month.
So I'm looking forward to kind of seeing this weekend. Skalk Bezaden, who's a very young Afrikaans, mchitohlekisayo. And Kurt Skunrat, who's a stalwart in Cape Town.
Where do people get tickets?
Tickets are at CompuTicket. Ngalanise, guys. Mangzabamnandi. Teatro, Friday, Saturday, and Zabapa. Then the 31st, Nizinagoyami show, Zabase Santin.
You're doing a one-man show?
I'm doing new nights, bruh.
New nights, Santin.
Santin.
31st.
31st.
That's my birthday. I'll come through.
Really?
I'll come through.
Listen,
gentlemen, Mtawelanga,
Papa yin ba pula pula, ningas liba aluba nizo Afriport, ningama pula pula.
If you miss the live stream, watch the full episode on kayatv.co.za right now.